A 27-month labor dispute between the United Steelworkers Union and Bridgestone Firestone Incorporated is over. Thousands of hourly workers at some of the tire manufacturer's U.S. plants went on strike in 1994 over a number of issues, but the walkout was not successful, and it was called off after less than a year. The union then tried a new strategy. It launched a highly visible boycott campaign, including protests at major events on the automobile racing circuit. Bridgestone is a big sponsor of stock car races. Both sides say they are pleased with the settlement. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The United Steelworkers represent about 6,000 union members at the seven plants covered by the contract. The tentative agreement brings to an end one of the longest labor disputes in the country. Workers at five of those plants went on strike in the middle of the summer 2 years ago, angry that the company wanted to replace their five-day-a-week, eight-hour-day schedule with one that would make each shift 12 hours, with union members working 4 days 1 week and then just 3 days the next. The impasse between the company and the union worsened when replacement workers were brought in. That strike was eventually called off after 10 months, but hundreds of workers found themselves without jobs because the company refused to lay off their replacements. Under the tentative agreement announced in Pittsburgh yesterday, the company agrees to give all strikers their jobs back, including those who had been fired for alleged misconduct on the picket line. Rex Mobley, a local steel workers official in Russellville, Arkansas, says that's a significant win for the union.
The people that were replaced for striker misconduct were only doing what all the other striking workers did. The main issue of the whole thing was they wanted to bust the union.
Mobley gives a lot of the credit for the settlement to a boycott the union launched against Bridgestone Firestone products. Steelworkers leafleted at auto races, and they picketed outside tire stores in cities around the country.
It helped, but the boycott itself, whether the company will admit it or not, it hurt them, because this was a worldwide boycott. This was not just in this country. We had participation from all over the world.
Company officials, however, insist that the agreement was not prompted by the boycott, which they say didn't work. Trevor Hoskins is the company spokesman.
Americans generally don't take too much notice of boycotts, and it really did not work. During the last 2 years, we've had record sales and income, and 1996 is going to be our best year ever.
Hoskins says the deal came about because the union recognized the company's need to improve its productivity by working its plants around the clock. He adds that business is so good, there are now 1,000 more jobs at the plants covered by the agreement. As a result, he says, there's enough work for all union members and for replacements the company brought in. The tentative contract also includes pay raises of 4.4% and cash bonuses of up to $750 per worker upon ratification. Workers who were not able to get their jobs back when the strike was called off will also receive some back pay. Some workers have suggested that the lengthy battle over a new contract has permanently damaged worker-management relationships at Bridgestone Firestone. Company officials say it's their hope that everyone can put this behind them as they work together to ensure the company's continued success. This is Don Gagne reporting.